This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Against the Royals, that, of course, is Brady Singer. I know he spoke to the media yesterday as he's in a Reds uniform now. We all know the trade with Jonathan India coming to Kansas City, Singer, and they're both friends and everything in their time at Florida, and now India in KC. And so when you look at that trade, I think it's very obvious that as fans, you say, okay, you swapped players. Who is paying off more? Would you regret it? Would you have made the same move? And I know at times people have been very frustrated with Jonathan India.
He's only hitting .227 this year.
And that's what it is.
Still getting on base.
But what's Brady Singer doing for Cincy?
Last I checked, he had an ERA over 5. So I would guess something in that range.
4.88 ERA.
Had trouble with his command over the last month or so.
4.88 ERA. I think it's interesting because this one's a tougher answer because it's not like the Royals starting pitching has suffered since losing Brady Singer. Chris Bubich has been incredible.
It's actually been better.
It has, as a staff.
And not his fault.
No, for sure. They have not missed a beat pitching-wise since losing Singer. And in exchange, they got someone that was supposed to help them offensively, and he obviously hasn't done exactly what you were hoping of. I mean, he's not top five in walks like he was a year ago. You mentioned, I think, last week that he's a little off the pace on his on-base percentage. His batting average is a little off the pace.
But he's not like so far below that it's like he's a completely different player.
No, 15 home runs a year ago, I think it was. He's only got one or two so far this year. So he's just a tick or two below. And then defensively is where some of the frustrations have really come in, I think, for him. But knowing what the pitching staff is, no, I would still make the trade again, Cody. I really would, because I have a pitching staff that is still performing at the level they are. If Chris Bubich would have been bad and Lorenzen would have struggled as well, then I'd be saying, well, you lost Brady Singer and now your pitching staff has gone to you know what. But it hasn't. So their pitching staff has gotten better, and you still got a player that has a chance to help you with over 100 games to go in the season.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting question, I think, because it's like, can I just win every game 2-1? I don't know how many times you've looked up at the Royal scoreboard this year. It feels like every game.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, if I miss any part of the game, normally I'm watching I catch most of the games. Yeah. But like, let's say I miss a little bit. Where are we at here? All right, let's catch back up. And I'm like, it's 1-1 in the sixth. Every game, it's 1-1 in the sixth. And so pitching is not what their problems was. And in retrospect, considering how much their offense has struggled, I don't want to imagine a world where I don't even have a guy getting on base at a .325 clip. I'm not saying that that's enough. Jonathan India has not provided enough, but you see why the risk was worth it. A couple years control, we were thinking about a guy who got on base at a .350 range in his career. That was a risk worth taking, and a risk I would still take if you forced me. If you just said, like, hey, this weekend, you can just reverse it, and Brady can just stay the rest of the time, and India can go. I wouldn't reverse it. I would just hold the fort, hope that Jonathan India gets those .25 up so he's at his career on base percentage, .25 up so he's at his career batting average, and I get what I get. What I didn't realize about the defense was this is probably just who he was as a defender a good chunk of the time, Gold, and I didn't know it because he wasn't a player that I watched play the entire time. And I think he's a more limited defensive player than I realized. But also, with all the changes they made recently, this is probably their best defensive lineup all year with Lofton and Rave and Isbell and Bobby and Vinny. This is their best defensive lineup at any point. They can absorb Jonathan India better, I think, than in the earlier parts where they were losing it in Renfro or they were losing it in some of these other positions where they were playing a little more out of spot.
Yeah, the thought tonight with Jonathan India leading off, Lobby Brissett, people feel like there's one of two things is happening tonight. Either Brady Singer striking him out three or four times, or Jonathan India is hitting a home run off of Brady Singer. Like, there's no in between here. One of the extremes is happening tonight.
It's such a sick way that thing went down. Because as a reminder, if you guys didn't know the backstory, as you mentioned, they played college together. But according to Brady Singer himself and Jonathan India himself, Brady Singer spent years telling this organization to trade for Jonathan India. Come on, trade for him. He's our guy. We can do this. He's a winner. I know that man. He will play well for us. Get Jonathan India here. And they eventually did what Brady Singer asked for, and they traded for Jonathan India. They just traded him. They traded the guy who was asking them
They knew they had good pitching
for him. Yeah. It's just kind of like a weird story. And it speaks to sports a little bit, right? Because you got to be used to the idea of changing cities, changing teams, finding a new avenue, all this stuff. But it's just kind of like a funky mix. So it'll be interesting to see Brady Singer. And, I like when the teams do the little toss in for you, like, oh, look, here's our video tribute.
I'm sure that'll happen tonight.
They already did it.
Why wouldn't they do it tonight, though?
They might do it tonight, too. I don't know. Or he'll give the, he'll give the little hat tip as he's coming off.
Or maybe they wanted to. I mean, I would do it tonight.
I think you do it on a night where he's not actually carving up, maybe carving up your team or pitching against your team. You do it on the off, the day he's
not there.
Yesterday
looked like a miserable day to be out at Kauffman Stadium.
Man, what a tough day that would have been to have the crown seats. You get the good seats.
You can go under and just eat and drink all day, I guess. But yeah. You can't sit out there and enjoy and have people bringing you food the same way.
Yeah, you don't get to sit, 5 feet from the action, From the 816. I don't even know if that's true. India is statistically the worst defender in baseball. Is that right?
By which metric? There's also somewhat subjective, but are you basing off of which metric are you basing that off of? He hasn't been good though. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to.
I just don't know which metric are you looking at?
I do think that's part of the reason that Michael Massey has been kind of flying under the radar, because I think he's the guy struggling the most who is still in the everyday lineup for the guys that have already, like MJ or Kevin Biggio or Hunter Renfro, that they've already kind of made decisions on. My guess is that part of the reason is because Michael Massey's a way better defender. He's a good defensive player. And the whole thing comes down, you could accept that Michael Massey's having a bad offensive year because he's a really good defender if the rest of the offense was scoring. I know he would tell you that he's still not hitting well enough for what he expects out of him. There's no doubt about that. Like, I'm not trying to sugarcoat that or anything else, but it's just, man, it's still, he's not the biggest problem. It's the general setup of the offense that's the bigger issue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.